Have you ever thought about like what makes a legal proceeding fair?
Hmm.
I mean, we always see on TV, these dramatic moments when some like crucial piece of evidence pops up and changes
No,
everything.
totally. Like, those courtroom dramas love that stuff.
Right, like totally unexpected, but that kind of stuff happens in real life too.
For
Like,
sure.
that's what we're going to look at today. This case, Commonwealth v. Gallarelli from 1987.
Okay, yeah.
In Massachusetts. And it really gets to the heart of, how important evidence is, especially when it's, something the defense specifically asked for.
Absolutely. And, it's a good reminder that, justice isn't just about getting a conviction.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So in this deep dive, we're going to look at how this assault case, it seemed pretty simple at first, turned into this huge decision about what prosecutors have to do.
Yeah.
And we've got some materials here that really get into like the legal arguments and why this case is still important today.
Okay, so to set the scene, think about Boston in 1982.
Yep.
There's this guy, Stephen Travis. He gets stabbed at a nightclub.
Oh, wow.
Pretty bad, right? So the investigation, it points to this guy, Anthony Gallarelli.
Okay.
And he ends up convicted, assault with a knife, gets sentenced to like 8 to 10 years in prison. So at first, you think, okay, bad crime, but seems like a pretty, open and shut case.
Yeah, seems straightforward.
Yeah, but like in those TV shows, there's a twist.
Yeah.
The whole story, it's not what it seemed at first. Turns out there's this like really important piece of evidence, and the prosecution, they had it the whole time, but never gave it to the defense.
They didn't? What was it?
A lab report.
Oh, a lab report.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not just any lab report.
Yeah.
This one looked at the knife, the one they said Gallarelli used to stab Travis.
Yeah.
That's what they found.
What?
No blood.
No blood on the knife.
No blood.
Wow, so wait, the prosecution's whole case, it was all about this specific knife, right? They
Exactly.
had witnesses, they told this story, and the knife was at the center of it all. But they didn't even show the actual knife in court.
They didn't.
Why would they, like, focus so much on this knife and not even bring it to the trial?
Especially when they had this report, this scientific analysis, that totally contradicts their whole claim about the knife.
Right. It just seems, I don't know, shady. Like, why would they hold back something so important?
Yeah, it definitely raises questions about, whether they were being upfront with the evidence.
Totally. And here's something else to think about. Remember discovery. Before the trial, Gallarelli's lawyer specifically asked for scientific reports.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's like, a direct request for this exact kind of information,
Oh,
right?
yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a very specific request. It's telling the prosecution, look, we want any and all scientific examinations you've got, especially about something as central as, the supposed murder weapon.
Yeah, it's not like they were being vague. So they asked for it. It existed. It was a direct hit to the prosecution's case, and they didn't hand it over.
Yeah, it's a mess. No wonder there was a legal battle after this.
So Gallarelli, he's convicted, but then this lab report comes out. His lawyers obviously go for a new trial based on this new evidence. What happened then?
Well, you'd think it'd be a slam dunk, right?
Right.
Nope. The trial court, they denied a new trial.
Really? Even with this report that, like, totally undermines the prosecution's story, and they didn't disclose it even though they were specifically asked for it.
Yep. The trial judge didn't think it was enough to overturn the verdict.
That seems so unfair. Like, how can you ignore evidence like that? It just makes you question the whole process.
It definitely raises concerns about how fair the trial actually was.
Yeah.
But thankfully, the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts, they stepped in to review what the trial court did.
Okay, good.
And the big question for them was, did the prosecution violate Gallarelli's constitutional rights?
And specifically under like Brady v. Maryland, right? That whole thing about disclosing evidence.
Exactly.
So, for folks who aren't like legal experts, can you break down what Brady is all about?
Sure. Basically, Brady says that prosecutors, they can't hide evidence that would help the defendant.
Okay.
Like if it's material to the case, meaning it could affect whether the person is found guilty or not, or their sentence.
So it's not about like winning at all costs. It's about being fair.
Exactly. Everyone deserves a fair shot.
Yeah.
And in this case, Gallarelli's lawyer specifically asked for scientific reports.
Right.
So the question was, how did that affect things?
Yeah, because under Brady, they usually have to disclose this stuff anyway, right?
That's right. But the Massachusetts court looked to this other case, United States v. Eggers.
Agrees. Yeah.
And Eggers said that the standard for deciding if something is material, if it's important enough to change the outcome, it depends on what kind of request the defense made. Like, if they just ask generally for anything helpful, that's one thing. But if they ask specifically for something, like Gallarelli's lawyer did with the scientific reports, then it's easier to argue that the hidden evidence was material.
So it's like, if you specifically ask for something and they don't give it to you, it's a bigger deal than if you're just asking generally.
Yeah, exactly. Because it shows you were interested in that specific thing for a reason. It was probably important to your strategy.
Okay, that makes sense. But wasn't there another case that kind of messed with this standard? I think you mentioned Bagley earlier.
Oh, yeah, Bagley. Well, that came later. The Supreme Court, they wanted to have one standard, one test for all these Brady situations,
okay,
no matter what kind of request was made.
Right.
So they said, look, we're just going to ask, is there a reasonable probability that if this evidence had been disclosed, the trial would have gone differently?
So basically, did it likely change the outcome?
Right. But the Massachusetts court in Gallarelli, they stuck with the Agar's approach. They said, no, if the defense makes a specific request, we're using a lower bar for materiality.
So they thought Bagley made it too hard to prove a Brady violation, at least in cases with specific requests.
Yeah, they were concerned that with the Bagley standard, prosecutors could just ignore specific requests more easily.
Right. Right. Because in Gallarelli, that lab report, it directly contradicted the prosecution's whole argument.
Completely. They were saying he used the knife and the report says there's no blood.
Huge problem for them.
Yeah. If the defense had that report, they could have said, hey, maybe this isn't even the right knife. Maybe you got the wrong guy.
Yeah. It casts doubt on everything.
Exactly.
So in the end, the Supreme Judicial Court, they sided with Gallarelli, right?
They did. They said he deserved a new trial.
Good. What was their reasoning for that?
Well, they focused on how important that lab report was. It could have made the jury doubt the prosecution's story. And because the defense didn't have it, they couldn't really fight back effectively.
So the jury was missing a key piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. But the court didn't stop there. They also talked about the prosecution's duty, their obligation, to look for this kind of evidence.
To, like, actively search for it, not just wait for it to fall in their lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called it the duty to inquire. And they said it's not enough for just the prosecutor to know about it. If there's exculpatory evidence anywhere within the government, like police files, lab reports, anything like that, they have to try to find it and give it to the defense.
So it's not just about what one person knows. It's about the whole system being responsible.
That's right. It's a big responsibility.
So what can we learn from Commonwealth v. Gallarelli? Why is this still relevant today, especially for, you know, law students who are just starting out?
Well, it shows how powerful a specific discovery request can be.
Right. It's not just a formality.
It can really make a difference in how the court looks at the evidence. And for prosecutors, it's a reminder that they can't just bury their heads in the sand.
Right. They have to be proactive.
They have to look for evidence, even if it's not right in front of them. And Gallarelli also shows us that state courts, they can have their own standards, even stricter than the federal ones.
Like, they chose to stick with Agus rather than just go with the federal standard in Bagley.
Exactly. So for all those future lawyers out there, be careful with your discovery requests. Be specific.
Yeah, don't just ask for anything helpful.
If you're looking for lab reports, police files, anything like that, say so. Because those reports, they can make or break your case.
Gallarelli is a perfect example of that. So let's wrap this up. Commonwealth v. Gallarelli, it's a story about what happens when the prosecution doesn't hand over evidence they should have.
Yeah, especially when it was directly asked for.
It shows how Massachusetts is really committed to making sure trials are fair, even more so than the federal system in this case.
And it forces us to think about the choices both sides have to make. Defense lawyers, they have to be really smart about what they ask for. And prosecutors, they have to really search for anything that might help the defendant. It all comes back to the idea of a fair trial.
And Gallarelli, it's a reminder that we're still grappling with these questions today. What does prosecutorial ethics mean? How do we make sure everyone gets a fair shot?
It's an ongoing conversation, and Gallarelli is a really important voice in that conversation.
Absolutely. It's a case worth remembering.